ನಾವು ವಿಷ್ಣು ಸಹಸ್ರನಾಮದ ಅರ್ಥಾನುಸಂಧಾನ ನೋಡ್ತಾ ಬಂದಿದ್ದೀವಿ. ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ನಲ್ಲಿ ಲೋಹಿತಾಕ್ಷ ಅನ್ನುವ ವಿಷ್ಣುವಿನ ಹೆಸರು, ಅದು 58ನೇ ಶಬ್ದ ಆಗಿದೆ, ಅದನ್ನು ನೋಡಿದ್ದೀವಿ. ಇವತ್ತು 59ನೇ ಶಬ್ದ ಪ್ರತರ್ದನ ಅನ್ನುವುದು, ಅದು ಋಷಿ ದೇವತೆ ಛಂದಸ್ಸು ಹೇಳಿಬಿಟ್ಟು ಶುರು ಮಾಡೋಣ. ಅಸ್ಯಸ್ಸಿ ವಿಷ್ಣು ದಿವ್ಯ ಸಹಸ್ರನಾಮ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ಮಹಾಮಂತ್ರಸ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ವೇದವ್ಯಾಸೋ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಋಷಿ ಅನುಷ್ಟುಪ್ ಛಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಮಹಾವಿಷ್ಣು ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಶ್ರೀಮನ್ನಾರಾಯಣೋ ದೇವತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀನಾರಾಯಣ ಪ್ರಸಾದ ಸಿದ್ಧತ್ಯ ಜಪೇ ವಿನಿಯೋಗ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ವಿಶ್ವಾಯ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ವಿಷ್ಣು ವಶತ್ಕಾರೋ ಭೂತಭವ್ಯ ಭವತ್ ಪ್ರಭು ಭೂತಕೃತ್ ಭೂತಭೃತ್ ಭಾವೋ ಭೂತಾತ್ಮ ಭೂತಭಾವನ ಭೂತಾತ್ಮ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಚ ಮುಕ್ತಾನಾಂ ಪರಮಾಗತಿ ಅವ್ಯಪುರುಷ ಸಾಕ್ಷಿ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞಕ್ಷಯೇವ ಚ ಯೋಗೋ ಯೋಗವಿದಾಮ್ನೇತ ಪ್ರಧಾನ ಪುರುಷೇಶ್ವರ ನಾರಸಿಂಹ ಪುಷ್ಯಮಾನ್ ಕೇಶವ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮ ಸರ್ವಶರ್ವಶಿವಸ್ಥಾನುರ್ಭೂತಾದಿರ್ನಿಧಿರವ್ಯಃ ಸಂಭವೋ ಭಾವನೋ ಭರ್ತಾ ಪ್ರಭವ ಪ್ರಭುರೀಶ್ವರ ಸ್ವಯಂಭೂ ಶಂಭುರಾದಿತ್ಯೋ ಪುಷ್ಕರಾಕ್ಷೋ ಮಹಾಸ್ವನಃ ಅನಾತಿ ನಿಧನೋ ಧಾತ ವಿಧಾತ ಧಾತುರುತ್ತಮಃ ಅಪ್ರಮೇಯೋ ಹೃಷೀಕೇಶ ಪದ್ಮನಾಭೋಮರ ಪ್ರಭು ವಿಶ್ವಕರ್ಮಸ್ತ್ವಷ್ಟ ಸ್ಥವಿಷ್ಟಸ್ಥವಿರೋ ಧ್ರುವ ಅಗ್ರಾಹ್ಯ ಶಾಶ್ವತ ಕೃಷ್ಣೋ ಲೋಹಿತಾಕ್ಷ ಪ್ರತರ್ದನ. ಸೊ ಈ ಶ್ಲೋಕದಲ್ಲಿ ಕೊನೆಯ ಶಬ್ದ ಲೋಹಿತಾಕ್ಷ ಪ್ರತರ್ದನ. ಸೊ ಈ ಪ್ರತರ್ದನ ಅನ್ನುವ ಶಬ್ದ ಅಷ್ಟು ಪಾಪ್ಯುಲರ್ ಅಲ್ಲ, ಅಂದರೆ ಎಲ್ಲರಿಗೆ ಅಷ್ಟು ಪರಿಚಯ ಇರೋ ಶಬ್ದ ಅಲ್ಲ. ಮಿಕ್ಕ ಶಬ್ದಗಳು ಇವನ್ ಲೋಹಿತಾಕ್ಷ ಇದು ಕೂಡ ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ಮಟ್ಟಿಗೆ ಅರ್ಥವನ್ನು ನೋಡ್ಬೋದು, ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ತಿಳಿದ ಶಬ್ದ. ಇದು ಪ್ರತರ್ದನ ಅನ್ನೋದು ಒಂದು ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ಹೊಸ ಶಬ್ದ, ಕೆಲವರು ಕೇಳಿರಬಹುದು. ಸೊ ಇದರ ಅರ್ಥವನ್ನು ನೋಡುವಾಗ ಇಲ್ಲಿ ನಿಮಗೆ ಮೇಲ್ನೋಡು ಗೋಚರಿಸುವಂತೆ ಎರಡು ಶಬ್ದಗಳನ್ನು ನೋಡಬಹುದು. ಪ್ರತರ್ದನ, ಪ್ರ ಅನ್ನೋದು ಪ್ರಿಫಿಕ್ಸ್, ಉಪಸರ್ಗ ಅಂತೀವಿ, ಪ್ರ ಅನ್ನುವ ಉಪಸರ್ಗ ಪ್ರಿಫಿಕ್ಸ್ ಅದು ಇರುವಂಥದ್ದು. ಪ್ರದ್ಯುಮ್ನ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿ ಶಬ್ದಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಇದ್ದಂತೆ ಇದು ಪ್ರತರ್ದನ ಅನ್ನೋದು. ತರ್ದನ ಅನ್ನುವ ಇನ್ನೊಂದು ಶಬ್ದ ಇದೆ. ಏನು ಈ ಶಬ್ದ ತರ್ದನ? ಪ್ರ ಅನ್ನೋದು ಬಹಳ ಕಡೆ ಬರ್ತೀವಿ, ಪ್ರ ಅನ್ನೋದು ಕೇಳಿದ್ದೀವಿ, ಪ್ರಕಾಶದಲ್ಲಿಯೂ ಬರುತ್ತೆ, ಪ್ರಕರ್ಷೇನ ಕಾಶೇತಿ ಇಲ್ಲ, ಪ್ರ ಅನ್ನೋದು ಅಲ್ಲೆಲ್ಲಿ ಬರುತ್ತೆ. ಪ್ರಿಫಿಕ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರ, ಪ್ರಕರ್ಷವಾಗಿ ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿ ಅನ್ನುವ ಅರ್ಥದಲ್ಲಿ. ತರ್ದನ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಏನು? ಅದಕ್ಕೆ ಯಾವುದು ರೂಟ್, ಧಾತು, ಮೂಲ ಶಬ್ದ, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ರೂಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್? ಇದು ತರ್ದನ ಅನ್ನುವ ಶಬ್ದ ನಮಗೆ ತರ್ದ ಹಿಂಸಾಯಾಮ್ ಅನ್ನುವ ಧಾತುವಿನಿಂದ ಬಂದದ್ದು. ತರ್ದ ತರ್ದತಿ ತರ್ದಯತಿ, ತರ್ದ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಹಿಂಸಿಸುವುದು, ಪೀಡಿಸುವುದು, ಆ ಅರ್ಥದಲ್ಲಿ ತರ್ದನ ಇದೆ. ಭಗವಂತನ ಅವನು ಹೇಗೆ ಪ್ರತರ್ದನನಾದ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳಿದ್ರೆ, ಅವನು ಪ್ರಕರ್ಷೇಣ ಎಲ್ಲವನ್ನು ಕೂಡ ತರ್ದತಿ ಹಿನಸ್ತಿ ಹಿಂಸಾಯ, ಹಿಂಸಾ ಅನ್ನುವ ದಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ದ ವರ್ಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಇಸ್ ಹಿನಸ್ತಿ. ಹಿನಸ್ತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹಿಂಸಾಯಾಮ್, ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಟಾರ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಪನಿಷಸ್ ಆರ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಕಾಸಸ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರಳಯ ಡೆಲ್ಯೂಚ್. ಸೊ ಹಿಂಸಾಯಾಮ್, ಸೊ ತರ್ದ ಹಿಂಸಾಯಾಮ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ರೂಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಧಾತು. ಯೂಸಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಕರ್ಷೇಣ ತದ್ದತಿ, ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೇ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ತದ್. ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರಕರ್ಷೇಣ ತದ್ದತಿ? ಇನ್ ಕನ್ನಡ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಸೇ ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿ ಎಲ್ಲವನ್ನು ಸಂಹರಿಸು, ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಡಸ್ ದಿ ಸಂಹಾರ ಕಾರ್ಯ ಇನ್ ಎನ್ ಎಕ್ಸಲೆಂಟ್ ವೇ, ಇನ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ನೈಸ್ ವೇ, ಇನ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ಅಡ್ಮಿರಬಲ್ ವೇ, ಕೋಪಿಯಸ್ಲಿ, ಪ್ಲೆಂಟಿಫುಲಿ ಹಿ ಡಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೋ ಎಕ್ಸಲೆಂಟ್ಲಿ. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಲೆನ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್? ಸಂಹಾರ ಕಾರ್ಯ ಇಸ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಹರ್ಟಿಂಗ್, ಹಿಂಸಾ, ಟಾರ್ಚರ್, ಟಾರ್ಮೆಂಟ್. ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ದಟ್ ಬಿ? ಪ್ರಕರ್ಷೇನ, ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ ಬೈ ಹಿ ಡಸ್ ಪ್ರಕರ್ಷ ಹಿಂಸಾ? ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ಅಡ್ಮಿರಬಲ್ ವೇ ಹಿ ಡಸ್ ದಿ ಹಿಂಸಾ. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್? ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಟೂ ವೇ. ಹಿಂಸಾ ಈಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಪ್ರಕರ್ಷೇಣ ತದ್ದತಿ, ಹಿ ಡಸ್ ಎ ಹಿಂಸಾ ಇನ್ ಎನ್ ಎಕ್ಸಲೆಂಟ್ ವೇ, ನಾಟ್ ಹಿಂಸಾ ಆಫ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಒನ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್, ದ ಇನ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಸಿ ಮಲ್ಟಿಪಲ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಂಸಾ ಟು ಆಲ್ ದ ಪೀಪಲ್, ಟಾರ್ಮೆಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಪೀಪಲ್. ಇನ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ he does the himsa of the dushtas, evil people. So Bhagavanta does the himsa of evil people or dujanas. Why? Means for the sake of protecting sajjanas. For sajjana rakshana, he does the durjana sikshana, durjana samhara. So dushta sikshana, sister rakshana, they go together. Because the dushtas, what do? They torment, they trouble, they cause a lot of havoc to the sajjanas. So Bhagavanta has taken upon him to protect the sajjanas. Because unnecessarily the durjanas are tormenting the sajjanas. So such durjanas, Paramatma punishes them. So, but we hear that Paramatma is sama, equal. He treats everybody equally. So why is he not treating durjanas and sajjanas equally? So why Paramatma has to punish durjanas so as to protect sajjanas? Why should Paramatma do it? That's not treating them equally. That's being partial to sajjanas. Are good people. Sajjanas means good people. Durjanas means bad people or evil people. So he should be equal to good people and bad people. Why is he doing that? Means actually that is a real equality, because if sajjanas are there by themselves, durjanas are there by themselves, it's a different story. Durjanas, what do? They trouble the sajjanas. They go and torment the sajjanas. So that means if Paramatma doesn't treating them equally, means he just doesn't interfere, he lets them do whatever they want, means that is not being fair to sajjanas, because sajjanas are tormented by durjanas. So who is protecting them? Who is giving protection for them? And somebody may question, where is the protection for durjanas? Durjanas are tormenting sajjanas, so there is no question of protecting the durjanas. The question of protection comes only with respect to sajjanas, because the durjanas are evil people, are tormenting the sajjanas are the good people. So Paramatma has taken upon himself to help the helpless. The sajjanas are good people. First of all, he has to dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. He has to protect, is the protector of the dharma, keeper of the dharma. Sajjanas live according to dharma. So to protect the dharma means to protect the sajjanas. That is why to protect the sajjanas, he punishes the durjanas. That's why he is called Pratardana. So he is really being sama. Equal means equal is wherever there is inequality, he has to follow inequality. Whereas there is equality, he has to follow equality. That is being really equal. So his equality is giving punishment accordingly. Imagine a judge. Hey, he has to be equal to all the people. So all the criminals also, he lets them go. All the good people also, you know, he doesn't do anything with the good people. Just as he doesn't hurt good people, he shouldn't hurt any criminals also. Then people say that the judge has gone crazy. He has to punish the bad people. Why is he not doing that? People will say that. The same way, people should realize that Paramatma is there to punish the evil people. In a local course, human course, some people may escape the court system. But in case of Paramatma, nobody can escape the court system or his orderly thing. So he punishes the evil people so as to protect the good people. So his samatva is giving the punishment accordingly. He doesn't punish equal punishment to all. He doesn't do that. He gives the bigger punishment to bigger offenders, smaller punishment to smaller offenders. That is being properly equal. Suppose he punishes everybody with a big punishment, then it is not equal. He punishes everybody with smaller punishment, that's also not equal. Doing according to the, no, giving punishment according to their deeds is the real equality. So Paramatma does that. So that's why he's sama. So his samatva is that. So for the sake of doing the uddhara of sajjanas, he punishes the durjanas. That is one thing. And another meaning is for all the people in sthitikala, in, you know, he gives janma, srushti, sthiti, laya, nemana, jnana, ajnana, bandha, moksha, ashtavidha vyaparas. The first three are srushti, sthiti, laya. He creates, and then in sthitikala, he protects the good people by punishing the bad people. Then in Pralaya Kala, as Nrisimha or as Sankarsana, he does the total samhara karya. Pratardana, that means killing or destroying everything excellently. So what is this excellently means, hey, doing it according to the rule is excellent. Then Rudra also does samhara karya, Yama also does samhara karya. Of course Paramatma makes them do it. So that also, they also should be called Pratadana. Yama should be called Pratadana, Rudra also called Pratadana, because they are also doing excellent job. As per Paramatma's instructions only they are doing. So doing excellent means, why call Paramatma only Pratadana and not Yama or Rudra? We don't call Pratadana. Why? Means doing excellently means doing with Swatantra. Rudra and Yama are doing samhara karya as per the instruction given by Paramatma. They are obeying the rules and laws of Paramatma. Whereas Paramatma is doing samhara swatantra, as nobody is telling him, do this way, do this way. He decides, he does it. That is what is excellently. Excellently means as an independent entity, not being dependent on anyone else. Whereas Rudra and Yama, you know, samhara karya, when they do, they are doing as per the instruction from Paramatma. So they are not called Pratadanas. Only Paramatma is called Pratadana because he is Swatantra. He is doing samhara karya as an independent Swatantra being. That's why he is Pratadana. So here Prakarshena Taddayati. Taddati. So Taddati is Hinasti, Himsayam. So Taddati, Prakarshena Taddati. Then another meaning is, separate the words pra, instead of using it as an adjective, use it as a separate word. Praha tardanaha. This tardana, you know, is a very interesting word. Like tardana, mardana, and also ardana. All these are similar, you know, a little bit variation, but similar words. In case of a janardana, janam ardayati, janma, and that whatever the birth bondage, he is removes it. So there, Ardayati is remover. And Mardana, like, you know, in Kaliya Mardana, Krishna does Mardana. So that Mardana is also a kind of punishment he gives. So Tardana. So these all three words, Ardana, Tardana, and Mardana, have a little bit synonymous. They're not identical, but kind of they go in the same direction. So here, Tardana, you take a separate word, he is Praha and Tardanaha. Praha means Prakrushtaha, Prakrushtatvat Praha. That means he is all supreme, excellent. He is excellent. He is complete. So that's why Prakrushtatva. Prakrushtatva means complete supremacy. Because of that, he is called Praha. And Tardati iti Tardanaha. So both separate words, if we take, describing themselves separately, instead of pra using as a prefix or adjective, praha as a noun, praha, prakushta, prakushtaha, and tardanaha, that's why he is pratardanaha. So as two separate words, he is pratardanaha. And then another thing is madi madisuva. He is a doer and he makes people do it. That's what's called, you know, like, you know, in Sanskrit, it's called Nichipratya. Nichipratya means Karayati, Kru, Karoti, Karayati. And Rayaru, you can, you know, see in Pradhasankarapadhyaya, he says Karayati. So he makes people do it also. So that Nichipratya is called. So he does the Samhara Karya himself also. And also he uses Yama and Rudra. He gives them a job, makes them do Samhara Karya by giving instruction and also by being inside them as a prompter, as a helper. So he is Tardayati, Marayati, Himsayati. He makes Yama and Rudra perform the Samhara Karya. So this Himse Madisuva, Samhara Madisuva, he makes them do it. Karvata hai, karta hai, phir bhi karvata bhi hai. Samhar karta hai, our samhar kari rudra aur yam se karvata hai. So that is, you know, like saying making people do it. So whomever he appointed through Rudra and Yama, he does the samhara karya. That's why he is taddayati, taddanaha there, taddayati. In that sense it is used. And then another meaning that can be given is pra is a prefix, prakarshena instead of that, pragataha taddana. Pragataha means gata is removed, pragataha means completely removed. That means there is no question of somebody else doing samhara of paramatma. You know, like when paramatma does the samhara karya, after Rudra Yama perform their activities, paramatma does samhara of Rudra and Yama also. So it's a complete samhara karya, he does it. So if somebody gets a doubt or raises a doubt, like that for Vishnu also, will somebody do a samhara karya? Means no. Pragata taddana. Pragata means avoided, excluded. Taddana, that means nobody can do samhara of paramatma, Narayana, Vishnu. So that's why he is prataddana, pragatatva. So pragatatva taddana. So here, pragataha taddanaha yasmasaha pratadana. Taddana karya is not done for paramatma. He is sarvasamartha, swatantra. That's why there is nobody who can cause himsa or torment to paramatma. There is nobody who is superior to paramatma, Vishnu. That's why it's pratadana. And here, you know, like, you know, after seeing these meanings, there is an interesting inquiry, Jignyasa, you know, in Vishnu Sahasranama Pustaka book, it's mentioned. And there, in Ishavashya Upanishad, there is a saying. What it is? Tato bhuyeve iva te tamo ya u sambhutyamrataha. So what happens is, whoever knows Paramatma as the creator and not samharakarya, as a destroyer, knows Paramatma as a creator, but doesn't realize or doesn't know or doesn't accept that Paramatma is a destroyer, he ends up in a greater hell than one who says Paramatma does no creation, no samharakarya. No creation, no sushti, no samhara. If somebody thinks like that, he also goes to hell. So one who thinks that Paramatma is not a creator, not a destroyer, goes to hell. Certain amount of hellish position he gets. Whereas if another person who knows Paramatma as a creator, but doesn't know him or doesn't accept that he is a destroyer. So this person goes to a deeper hell, greater hell. Question comes, why? See, the first guy who doesn't accept that Paramatma is a creator and a destroyer, he is doing two mistakes, that he doesn't accept Paramatma is a creator, he doesn't accept Paramatma is a destroyer, so he is doing two mistakes. Whereas the person who accepts Paramatma as a creator, but does not accept that Paramatma is a destroyer, he is accepting at least one. So he is doing only a 50% mistake. So why should a person who does a 50% mistake, he goes to a greater hell than a person who does 100% mistake? Why? It's like this is a doubt which comes to many people. The reason is this. The person, the second one, who knows that Paramatma is a creator but does not accept that Paramatma is a destroyer, how does he come to know that Paramatma is a creator? He is a Sushtikarta. How does that person, the second person, whom we are thinking is doing a 50% mistake, how did he come to know that Paramatma is a creator? Because he visited Shastras. In Shastras, described Paramatma as a creator. So he accepted creator. But destroyer is not accepting. So here, it's not that he is doing a 50% mistake, because whatever scriptures are telling him that the Lord is a creator, the same scriptures are also telling that the Lord is a destroyer as well. Sushti, Stiti, Laya, Karta. So if Sushtikarta and Laya Karta accept as a Sushtikarta, that means they have visited, that person has visited the scriptures, has gone through the scriptures, and the same scriptures have described him as a Samhara Karta also, and the person accepted Sushtikarta, but he did not accept Samhara Karta, means though he has visited the Shastra, those Shastras are telling him, he refused to accept Paramatma as a destroyer. So he is a greater sinner, where compared to a person who is completely ignorant. He has never visited Shastras. He is completely ignorant. Of course, he also gets in because I didn't really visit the Shastra, so I should be excused, means no. You're supposed to know again, even like Shravana Manana, all those things also help people to realize that Paramatma is creator and of course sustainer and destroyer. So this knowledge is very, like, even when he has access to that, he is refusing to accept that Paramatma is a Samharakarta. So that is the reason why the second person is not that 50% job, he is accepting 50%. That's not the case. He is accepting a Sushtikarta, and same Shastras are telling him Samharakarta also, and he is not accepting that. So he is going against the Shastric injunction. Whereas the first person is ignorant, of course, he is punished for the ignorance, that's all. Whereas this person is punished for defiance. He is defying, he is challenging, he is accepting Sushtikarta, but no, God is not Samharakarta. He is opposing that position, even though he has access to it. That's why he goes to greater hell, because he is vehemently opposing what is given to him. That is the reason why there is a difference, you know, in those two cases. So that's a very interesting observation. So I'll stop here. If any questions are there, you can feel free to ask Hare Srinivasa. You can ask in any language, Kannada or English or whichever language you want.
ಹರೇ ಶ್ರೀನಿವಾಸ ಸರಿ ನಮಸ್ಕಾರ
ನಮಸ್ಕಾರ
ಈ ಪದಗಳು ಇಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಅಪ್ಲೈ ಟು ಆಲ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನ್ ಗುಣಗಳಿಗೆ ಅಪ್ಲೈ ಆಗುತ್ತಲ್ವಾ ಇದು ಲೋಹಿತಾಕ್ಷ ಪ್ರತರ್ದನ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಅವನ್ನೆಲ್ಲ ಮಾಡೋನು ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಅಪ್ಲೈ ಟು ಆಲ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಅಲ್ವಾ
ಹೌದು ಸಿ ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ವಿ ನಾವು ಹರಿಕಥಾಂಶ ನಾವು ಕೇಳ್ತೇವೆ ಒಂದು ಗುಣದೊಳ ಅನಂತ ಗುಣಗಳು ಒಂದು ರೂಪದೊಳ ಅನಂತ ರೂಪಗಳು ಸೊ ಯೆಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಅಪ್ಲೈಸ್ ಟು ಆಲ್ So that is why there is also a overlap. One shabdakke, another shabdakke, there is a overlap with it. Because each one, that's why yani, namani, gaunani, because the Lord's qualities are described, his multiple activities he is doing, I mean not multiple, I mean he's doing everything. He's an all-doer, omniscient and omnipotent and omni-performer. So, you hear that, yes, ಎಲ್ಲಾ ಗುಣಗಳು ಅಪ್ಲೈ ಆಗುತ್ತೆ ಆದ್ದರಿಂದ ಇದು ಕೂಡ ಇದು ಹೇಳಿದ ಗುಣಗಳು ಇನ್ನೊಂದು ಕಡೆನೂ ಬರಬಹುದು ಆ ಗುಣಗಳು ಎಲ್ಲಿ ಬರುತ್ತೆ ಎಲ್ಲವೂ ಅಪ್ಲೈ ಆಗುತ್ತೆ ನಿಜ ಬಟ್ ಈ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಶಬ್ದಗಳು ವಾಟ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಐ ಮೀನ್ ರೀಸನ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಹೌ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್ ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರತದ್ದನ ಶಬ್ದ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಹಿಯರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಸಂಹಾರ ರೂಪ ನರಸಿಂಹ ರೂಪ ಆರ್ ಸಂಕರ್ಷಣ ರೂಪ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ಸ್ ಅಸ್ ಟು ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಟ್ ನಮಗೆ ಒಂದು ಧ್ಯಾನ ಮಾಡಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಅನುಕೂಲ ಮಾಡುತ್ತೆ That is the reason. It helps us to do the dhyana. Adakkagi yava rupa chintane maadbeku. That's which rupa, which form I have to meditate. That's why it's called pratardhana. It's like samhara rupa.